Depending on what stage of parenting you may be in, you have either experienced or will experience a wake up in the middle of the night by a hand pat on the arm and a soft voice asking, "Are you asleep?" And just so you know, as your children get older, this does not stop. When I sleep, I really like to shut out the world. I'll even sometimes use a sleep mask and earplugs. This, by the way, does make it more difficult as a mother for you to hear your children in the middle of the night. I never said I was perfect. One night, my oldest daughter could not sleep. Since she has a phone, she began texting me, which I obviously didn't hear, so she proceeded to come wake me up with a hand pat. Here's a little backstory. The previous night, I did not sleep well at all, and I was exhausted. My flesh was weak. I was out. Earplugs were in, lavender was in the air, and I was in a deep sleep. When my daughter first woke me up, let's just say my flesh responded before my spirit did. I was not happy. I was frustrated. And in that moment, I did not respond in love. I sent her back upstairs. And as I woke up a bit more, my mind cleared. And then the spirit gently made me aware of my flesh and the opportunity at hand. So I got up and walked upstairs to find my daughter restless and feeling guilty and upset that she had woken me up. But still, she needed me. It's an amazing blessing to be her mom and be the one she wakes up in the middle of the night. We talked for a while about what was keeping her awake. I simply listened and then showed her what I do when I can't sleep. I take 10 deep breaths in and 10 deep breaths out. I slow my racing thoughts and then I pray. I pray for anybody and everybody that comes to my mind. We did that together. I wouldn't trade anything in the world for those moments. I apologize for my tired, fleshly response and explain how the Spirit guided me to respond with grace and meet her right where she was, even if it was 3 a.m. What a gift we are given when met with fleshly inconveniences and frustrations. We need only to wake up and recognize the blessing and opportunity we have to respond with grace and love. Romans 8:8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If we live our life or respond to those around us out of our flesh, we cannot please God. Our flesh will always fail us. But if Christ dwells in you, His Spirit will be your guide. Not your emotions, not your feelings, not your opinions, His Spirit. And the fruit of your life will be sweet. When our flesh wants to respond in anger, frustration, judgment, or shame, I pray we wake up to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit and see how God would have us respond, not how the world says we are to respond. Spirit-led grace, forgiveness, and love lead to great conversations. That's the truth. I pray we can wake up more to the leading of the Spirit. Instead of seeing inconveniences or obstacles, we'll see way more opportunities. I'm Lori Klein.